Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome into another episode. I'm getting ready to head out to Minnesota here this morning and speaking at a real estate investing event. And I was going through one of my slides, and one of my slides specifically has to do with what I believe is the greatest success hack for really individuals in general in any area of life, but particularly in this context of business and getting the results that you want to get a whole lot faster, you know, being able to take that shortcut. And then when I say shortcut, right, this isn't taking shortcuts that you shouldn't be taking. This is shortcuts that ultimately allow you to have the results that you want without necessarily needing to take more time than needs to be taken. And to be able to avoid making mistakes that you would make otherwise, to be able to, you know, tap into resources and relationships and get yourself into conversations and opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise or would take a really long time to generate. And that's because of mentors, right? One of the greatest success hacks that we have available to us today is mentors. And if you were to rewind 10, 15, 20 years, you know, mentorship was somewhat of a foreign word. It was taboo for a lot of people. And to be able to have access to these individuals and to have so many individuals embrace the opportunity to mentor people, it's just amazing. But I see so many people missing out on mentorship opportunities to be able to give themselves a chance at getting a relationship in their life that could completely transform and put their life on a new path. And in today's episode, I want to ensure that you have the five key steps that I use and follow to find my mentors and the science behind it, because it really is something that you have to be intentional about. There's a method to this madness, and I want to share with you my method and also make sure that you're not making these simple mistakes that I see kill people's opportunities to get mentors and to build those relationships before they even get started. So let's dig in right after this message. This episode is brought to you by The Rich Life Academy, the online curriculum, community, and mastermind for hard-charging entrepreneurs and aspiring millionaires. To learn more about our community, our curriculum, the monthly guest speakers, and our world-class accountability groups, head over to therichlifeacademy.com. That's www.therichlifeacademy.com to learn more about beginning your march to a million and beyond. Mentorship is one of the greatest success hacks that we have available to us today, right? And if you were to rewind 10, 15 years ago, you know, unless you were paying massive money to be inside these elite masterminds, I'm talking $50,000, $200,000, right? Or you were a big-time executive that was getting invited into the boardroom, that was in these behind-the-curtain type conversations that you hear people talk about but you've never experienced or don't know if they're actually happening. Nowadays, proximity and access to these kind of opportunities is much more readily available. And for me, personally speaking, what has allowed me to generate a lot of the income and to experience and create some of the most amazing memories and relationships and to really level up my network and my circle of influence that would have really taken me a long time to generate, it's become a result of mentorship and having individuals that have shortened my learning curve, that have accelerated my success and results that I probably wouldn't have been able to get if I was just doing it on my own, to help me, most importantly, avoid mistakes or steer me clear of those pitfalls that I would have probably experienced on my own, to be able to tap into resources and conversations and, you know, relationships that would have taken me decades to develop. Having a mentor really has been the catalyst and the linchpin. And I want to make sure, being that I know so many people seek mentorship, but they don't know where to find it, that you have a roadmap and a plan for how you can go out and start building relationships. And I don't want to overcomplicate it, but there is also a science behind it. And there's really five steps to getting the mentor that you seek to give you the best ROI and results that you're looking to generate. Number one is you got to get clarity. So before you begin approaching prospective mentors, you need to become absolutely certain on the outcomes that you desire. And really, going through this process, I like to answer these questions, which will help me move on to step number two. But the questions that I ask myself is, you know, why do I want a mentor? Is it someone who's going to help me with my fitness and my health? Is it somebody who's going to help me in a particular area of business or building a specific skill set? Is it to have a mentor as a husband or a father, or to be a better community member, right? Why do you want that mentor? Get very, very clear on that. And what type of mentor do you actually need? Then by understanding that, what is this relationship going to bring to your life and your business? What value can you provide that potential mentor? Who has the results that you would like to replicate, model after? Who's got the income or the specific lifestyle, or shares in similar core values or belief systems, or has the reputation or the characteristics or the qualities that you want to model after? Because be very careful, right? There are individuals who can teach you a lot of stuff, but you maybe don't want speaking into your life in other areas, knowing that they're going to mold you. They're going to change the way you think and the way you act and the way you feel and the actions that you take. So being very clear, and not only just the result that you want, but making sure all of the other things that are important to you are congruent in alignment with that particular person. If you can get clear on that, then it becomes a lot easier to see who those individuals are. And that leads into step number two, which is, once you know that, then you start to begin your research, or what I call creating your hit list of people who embody all of those things that you just got clarity on, right? Who have the reputation that you desire to model after, who have the results, whether it's in business or in income or in lifestyle or a relationship with their spouse or their kids or their values or their belief systems. As you get clear in that, then you can really start to say, who fits this mold? Who actually fits this particular prototype or profile? And then once you have that list, then you can go back and now start to assess, how do I add value to this person, which is number three, the value analysis, right? It's very, very important to always make the deposit before you look for a withdrawal. And that is usually the first foot people lead with, and the mistake that they make is they're looking for what's in it for me instead of how can I really add value to this person, right? Because if you are just looking to selfishly gain from this person before you give anything of value, you're going to hurt your chances and probably have the door closed on you before you even get an opportunity to build a relationship with this person, right? And so looking at ways and going, you know, what's going on in this person's world? For me, when I was first starting out, it was, hey, I got a lot of time. I know that person doesn't have a lot of time. So maybe I'm just going to go offer to work for them for free, or I know what their business model and maybe I can insert myself here and add some value here. Hey, I'm a social media expert and that person is having some trouble with social media or Facebook ads or whatever it is, right? And saying, hey, I can help you with this, or what is it that you're working on that is a big challenge for you right now that you could potentially use a little bit more support in? And getting clarity in what that value is that you can provide, or what some of those gaps are that you can fill, gives you the ability to put in before you start asking to take out. Number four is going to be all about how you ask. And this is the second mistake that I see a lot of people make is now that you have an idea of what kind of value you can add, then it comes down to how do you deliver that and how do you ask getting that person's time or getting into that person's world. First part of it is just being likable. Being likable. People will get around other individuals and allow you into their world if they like you. So that's somewhat of an intangible that you either are a likable person or maybe you're not a likable person. But here's the second piece of this that I see a lot of people making mistakes on. It's how they ask for that person's time. If a mentor is somebody that you highly admire and is highly successful, that person most likely is going to have limited time. So when you go to ask this individual, these two questions make my skin crawl, and they're the same question that every single person is asking, and you want to separate yourself from other individuals so you don't look like the other 500 tire kickers asking for this person's time, right? Or what we call the ask holes. They just ask a lot of questions. They don't do anything with it. And it's a waste of time. Really smart mentors see those people a mile away. And asking these two questions is a great way of getting your chances and opportunity to build a relationship or get into that individual's world before it even starts. And those two questions are, can I pick your brain? And can I take you out to coffee, right? Because those are very simple yes or no answers. And what I like to do is to get somebody thinking as well as to separate myself through good question asking from everybody else. And through this particular question, get clarity in exactly where I can add value to this person to clarify what I think I can add value in, but to ask this particular question, it gives me clarity through their eyes how I can add the most value. And this question is, and write this down, what does it take to earn 5 minutes of your time? What does it take to earn the right to have 5 minutes of your time, Mr. da-da-da, or Mrs. blah-blah-blah, right? And from there, it's not a yes or no answer. It gets that person thinking about, man, what does it take to earn 5 minutes of my time? I'm extremely busy. And here's the thing. Smart mentors may go, you know what? Circle back with me on this date at this time. I'm really busy right now. I definitely would love to connect with you, but circle back and let's get a time on the calendar. And you will see smart people put in a couple hurdles for you to jump over to see if you're really worth their time. So before they give you clarity on that, just know that that may be something where they don't have a lot of time, right? And they want to see if you're actually going to follow up and do what it is that they just asked you to do. And if you do that, then you can have that conversation or you can get scheduled on their calendar to have some of that time, right? But that is the first step. And the first test that a lot of people fail. 99% of people who ask me that question and I say, hey, follow up with me on this date at this time, really busy right now, but I would love to connect with you and see how I can help you out. And those individuals don't follow through. And so what? That just saved me a lot of time. So make sure you follow through on that if somebody ever does that. But you may get somebody when you ask that question, hey, Mr. Blah, 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 what does it take to earn 5 minutes of your time? And they may say, do X, Y, and Z, or, hey, I'm really, you know, looking for this. If you can help me with that, I'd love to sit down and see how I can help you. It's going to help you get clarity in exactly what they're looking for and what is worthwhile for them so you can provide and over-deliver on as much value as you possibly can, right? So this is a really creative way of getting clarity in that value and also through the ask, separating yourself from all of the other people that are just looking to pick their brain or to take them out to coffee, which is ultimately what kind of question? It's a self-serving question. I want to pick your brain because I want what you have, right? I want your time. So can you please take 5 minutes out of your day to sit down and go out to coffee with me? Instead, it's a value-based question. And it's a clarity-based question that helps you understand how you can show up in that relationship. And then number five is building the relationship, showing up after you show up, right? Just like any relationship with a best friend or a family member or your loved one, your partner, your spouse, whoever it may be, it takes constant effort and engagement to strengthen and deepen that bond. So once you have your foot in the door, remember, right? They're letting you into their world because they see potential in you. So you got to ensure that you show up consistently over and over and over again. One of my very first mentors told me, hey, mentorship to me is like a game of checkers. The game doesn't work unless you move, then I'll move. Then you move again, then I'll move. So it is a consistent effort to pour into those relationships. And I can tell you, some of my mentors, people that I idolized, people that I had no business being around or being in their worlds or being in their conversations or being in their opportunities, have been because of this process, consistently making an effort to add value to those relationships, honoring those relationships, cherishing those relationships, giving gratitude to those people, and most importantly, taking action with what they give you. People that are highly successful want to help other people who want to be highly successful, but only if they are willing to consistently take action. And the best way you can do that is to get results and be a walking, talking success story for that person. There's nothing more that fires me up, and this has been reciprocated to me years and years and years from my mentors, that there's nothing that gets them more excited than seeing something who cherishes and values the input and the feedback and the relationship and goes out and gets results with it. So following those five steps can be very, very helpful for you to go out and find the right people in your world. But I'm here to tell you that one relationship is all it takes to completely change your life. I can literally go back to the very beginning and say that my very first mentor opened the door to another person who opened the door to another person. And this sequence of events, the door behind the door, all started with one mentor. But that takes some intentionality, right? Getting that clarity, beginning that research, finding ways to add value to those individuals consistently, right? And then from there, making sure that you're asking the right way to give yourself a chance to really show up in that relationship. And then, of course, consistently building the relationship, showing up after you show up time and time and time again, being intentional, and then, of course, taking what they give you, implementing it, and taking action. That is the most important thing, is massive action is going to get you into those new opportunities, into those new relationships. But mentors can be the greatest life and business and success hack for you, but you just got to be a little bit more intentional about it. So hopefully this was helpful and valuable for you, being that I know you can never have enough mentors. One of my quotes that I always say is, I'm a student of life and I'm always looking for my next teacher. And if you are seeking for that mentor, just know that they're all around you, but you also have to be hyper aware and intentional about finding those individuals. If you make sure you avoid those two big questions and you use the what does it take to earn the right, a much more honorable word, and something that will separate you from everybody else that's looking to take and pick their brain and get 5 minutes of their time and come from a different approach, a different perspective, you're going to give yourself a great opportunity to level up your network and surround yourself with the people who can help transform you into becoming the individual that gets those results and make whatever ceiling is over you right now your new floor. Mentorships can be that linchpin in your success journey. So with that being said, if you got some value from this message today and you really enjoyed it, all I ask is that you share it. If you haven't left a review on the podcast, please leave a review. And if you're not subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe to the show each and every week. coming up with new topics. Of course, we got our Millionaire Mindcast interview on Monday with people who are living like millionaires in all areas of their life and hearing the way they think, the way they act, their journey, as well as these Friday episodes and sharing real life shit, right? That I think is important for all of us to keep bringing attention to and having a conversation around, being that we grow into the things that we're talking about, the people we're around, the environments that we're in. And we want to make sure that we continue to cultivate an amazing tribe and community for people like you to continue leveling up on your march to a million and beyond. So if you're not subscribed, whatever platform you enjoy listening to this show on, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss that, as well as leaving a review or just sharing this with somebody who could get some real value from it. That's how we continue to organically grow. We're in the top 50 self-help podcasts, and that is because of you guys. I'm so grateful to be connected with so many amazing, intentional people, and that's what I love so much about this show. So please don't keep it a secret and share it out. Feel free to tag me. If we have not connected yet, please shoot me a DM or hit me up on Facebook, send me an email, whatever it may be. But I love our Millionaire Mindcast family, our Rich Life community. We continue to grow because of you guys. So don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger. Reach out. I would be honored to be a friend, to be a mentor to you, as long as you're not one of those assholes. I will sniff you out, so don't waste my time there. And last, if you're somebody who is already successful, but you're looking for more accountability in your life, to surround yourself with more intentional people, to maybe find some of your new mentors, I invite you to come over to therichlifeacademy.com and check out our curriculum to learn how to not only build and generate more wealth, but to also live like a millionaire in all areas of your life. Or if you want to know more about our world-class accountability groups, our hand-selected groups of high achievers, 5+ people that get on a weekly call and hold each other accountable to achieving their goals, to leveling up, that has been a catalyst for me. I've been on an accountability call for the last 5.5 years with some of my mentors, and to see the person that I've become in the process because of those people and surrounding myself with those people and having people like that call me out on my bullshit, right, when I need to be called out on it, or to support me through tough times, to celebrate my wins with me. There's nothing more valuable, in my opinion, than having quality people around you and doing life with people you love and who inspire and force you to level up. So if you want to learn more about that, head over to extremeaccountability.com. With that being said, have an amazing rest of your day. Let's crush it. And until the next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.